It's another serious blow to Pakistan's already battered image. Six players from the touring Sri Lankan cricket team have been injured after their bus was shot at in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore. They were on their way to the cricket stadium. Five members of their police escort were killed. These are the pictures of the immediate aftermath from a Pakistan television channel. Gunmen apparently opened fire despite high security. Sri Lanka were playing Pakistan in a test series. They're the first cricket team to tour the country since 2007. And a short while ago, Sri Lanka announced they're to immediately pull their national cricket team out of Pakistan. Well, freelance journalist Graham Usher is in Lahore. He's been giving me an eyewitness account of those events as they unfolded.
Basically, the attack happened this morning, an ambush on the Sri Lankan cricket team coach as it was going to the cricket stadium where a test match was going to take place this morning. From what we understand, it was quite a sophisticated ambush. Cars were used, a grenade was hurled, traffic was stopped, and then three gunmen ran into the street, fired at a police escort in which the police officer was killed, and then spray machine guns the coach. Several of the Sri Lankan team were injured and the coach sped up, but it does seem to have been a very pre-planned, very well-organized ambush, and it happened really slap bang in the center of Lahore. I am standing less than a half a kilometer away from the cricket pitch. We can see the two cars riddled with holes and blood and glass all over the street. But it really did happen around 9 o'clock local time in the heart of Lahore.
And in the aftermath of all this, it must be very tense.
It's very tense, although the police have sealed off the area. I think that it's less tense than simply shocked, given the fact that the Sri Lankan team were the only sporting team that have agreed to tour Pakistan because of the dire security situation here. There was massive security on hand to protect them, yet despite this, the ambushers and attackers managed to breach the cauldron, get in, surround the coach and open fire. So I think there is just sort of bemusement about what the police is up against. And I think as the hours go on, there will be real serious questions about the professionalism of the police, given the fact that the attackers not only managed to kill police officers, managed to get so close to the team bus and basically prevent traffic and pedestrians getting anywhere near the attack. The attack lasted, we understand, less than 90 seconds. They came, they fired, they shot the grenade, and then they disappeared. So it's very professional, very accomplished, and basically the police and security forces were not up to dealing with it.
Well, I'm joined now by a sports presenter.